Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories. I'm the American Haunt Historian, Alan Searcy. I want to thank everyone who checked out the last show on the House of Seven Bathrooms and Dr. Mabel Jagman in Chicago. That story is one of the wildest ones I've ever encountered in my many years of writing books. The shenanigans and chicanery that went on back then with mediums is just off the charts. So today, we're going to head back down south to Franklin, Tennessee. Franklin's a great town, and the town square is full of history. Every building was a hospital after the Battle of Franklin in 1864 during the Civil War. So you know there are some great ghost stories there too. There are so many haunted sites in Franklin that can trace the origins of their paranormal activity back to the Civil War. The courthouse is an anomaly though, because it wasn't there during the war, but it's still very, very haunted. So the house in question was built in the 1870s. It's located on 3rd Avenue South, just off the square. But there is a connection to the Civil War. After the war, John Atwood, a member of the 5th Georgia Infantry, moved to Franklin to start a grocery business on Main Street. Atwood was actually a skilled broom maker, and his shop was one of the only places in town where you could buy one. Atwood's grocery store did really, really well initially, but unfortunately for him, a fire ripped through the square and destroyed several buildings on Main Street before firefighters could extinguish the blaze. Atwood's store was destroyed during the fire. So, on a side note, fires in the 19th century were a huge problem. Most of the buildings in town squares are made from wood, and on squares, they're all built close together. By the time firemen arrived on the scene with their primitive horse-drawn fire engine, or even worse, a bucket brigade, it never ended well, and a large part of the square burned. So in case you don't know what a bucket brigade is, a lot of cities had ordinances in place that required citizens to have at least one large bucket in their home. When an alarm was sounded, people grabbed their buckets and formed a line from the creek or well. The water was passed from person to person, and as you would imagine, by the time the water reached the last person, more than half the water had been spilled. So fires were a huge problem in the 1800s. Franklin, Tennessee was a small town, but larger cities like Nashville, Chicago, and New Orleans had major issues. And I'm sure you've heard all about the hauntings in the French Quarter in New Orleans. A lot of those stem from the fires and the people that died in them. Two-thirds of the quarter caught fire in the late 1800s. The lack of fire codes was a big reason that there were so many ghost stories in big cities like New Orleans. Anyway, back to the story about Franklin. So in 1878, Atwood reopened his store. In addition to his famous brooms, he also invested in the latest technology and bought a fruit evaporator, which made his store the only place to buy evaporated fruit. Business was so good that he built a large Queen Anne-style Victoria home on 3rd Avenue. But, just like his store, it caught fire shortly after he moved in, and he had to rebuild it. Talk about bad luck. So after rebuilding, Atwood lived in the home with his wife and four children until his death in 1904. The house stayed in the family until 1920, when it was acquired by wealthy businessman Charlie Corn. Now, Charlie Corn was the owner of a local flour mill and was widely considered to be the wealthiest man in town. He was, by all accounts, a very likable guy who was known not just for his money, but his quick wit and sly smile. Charlie lived in the house until his death in 1943. He passed away in his bed after suffering a stroke. So the house stayed in with the family until 1960, when it was donated to a local church. It was sold several times, and today is home to Biscuit Love, a very popular restaurant. So there are stories of things going bump in the night in the old courthouse. Some say that it's haunted by Ruth Corn, Charlie's daughter. According to Franklin lore, Ruth was pressured by her father to marry a man from a prominent local family. But this didn't sit too well with Ruth, who was fiercely independent and enjoyed traveling. A married life didn't necessarily jive with her lifestyle. At first, Ruth went along with the engagement, but as she counted down the days to the wedding, she started to realize her happiness was at stake. Ruth stewed on it until the day of her wedding. That morning, all her family and friends were starting to arrive, but Ruth pulled her father to the side and told him that the wedding was off. She just couldn't do it. Word was sent to her fiancé, and the wedding was canceled at the last minute. By all accounts, Ruth lived a somewhat normal life and did an extensive amount of traveling before she finally passed away. Well, perhaps that choice haunted Ruth. Strangely, people who work in the corn house have seen a woman in what appears to be a white wedding dress inside the home. In fact, one of the upstairs rooms that is known as the bridal suite is where the most activity takes place. This is thought to be Ruth's bedroom and where she grappled with that decision. From shadows darting around the room to disembodied voices, the room on the second floor is the epicenter of the paranormal activity. One employee told me that he has heard a loud sound like something had fallen over, but when he ran upstairs to the bridal suite, he found nothing out of the ordinary. The back stairway is also where a lot of odd things happen. Associates have seen a white figure float up the stairs, up to the hall, and float through the door to the bridal suite. But strange things also happen all over the building, not just upstairs. Chairs move around the restaurant throughout the night, and lights turn themselves off and on. But the most eerie thing is when staff members hear footsteps coming from the second floor, when they've been closed and there's no one up there. In the summer of 2020, I had my own experience in the corn house. I was upstairs talking to an associate with my digital recorder running. It seemed like we weren't getting any activity, so I asked, "Are you trying to hide from us?" I didn't hear it then, but when I got home and played it back, I heard a loud, angry, muffled, groaning noise. Unfortunately, I lost the recording when my old computer died, but it was still eerie nonetheless. The corn house is a really cool place. So next time you're in Franklin, stop by Biscuit Love and get some biscuits and gravy. They're really good. But also ask the staff about Ruth. They all have stories about the ghosts there inside the building. So, okay, I've been getting some questions from listeners. And I recently received one that I thought was worth talking about. Janice Green messaged me, and she told me she's confused about the new books, Ghost Stories and Graveyard Tales, since I've been doing Southern Ghost Stories. So, as you guys may know, in 2022, I did books on Louisville and Philadelphia under the Southern Ghost Stories banner. Well, Louisville, it could be Midwest, it could be South. It's kind of right there on the border, and it does apply to Southern Ghost Stories, I think. Well, when I wrote the Philadelphia book, I kicked around doing some other titles, but I just kind of went with what I've been doing, Southern Ghost Stories, Philadelphia. But I found when I released it, the title kind of confused some people, because Philadelphia is obviously not in the South, unless you lived in Maine or something, or Canada. So I kind of got rid of the Southern Ghost Stories banner for the Northern cities. I did a lot of books in the Midwest last year, Cincinnati, Chicago, and I went with Ghost Stories and Graveyard Tales. I just feel like it's a better, it's a title that applies to the actual cities, and I didn't want to confuse the people who are reading it. So anyway, but that's what happened there. And I'm still doing the Southern Ghost Stories books. I have a Southern Ghost Stories Knoxville that will be out in September or October. So I'll still be using the Southern Ghost Stories title. But I'll also be using Ghost Stories from Graveyard Tales. I have some other things I'm working on right now. And they'll also be done later this year, and I'll make some announcements in the few months. So if you want to read more about Franklin and all the hauntings there, please check out my book, Southern Ghost Stories, Franklin, Tennessee. You can find my Southern Ghost Stories books at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. If Barnes & Noble doesn't have it, ask the manager and they can order it for you. Each store is different. Some stores carry different titles. But the books are also on Kindle, and you actually read them for free if you have Kindle Unlimited. So be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. Those help so much. Follow Southern Ghost Stories on Facebook and YouTube. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at ATO Allen. I post spooky stories and videos and all kinds of cool stuff there on Twitter. Or X, I guess it's now called. I still get that confused. Anyway, send me some questions, and I'll try to answer them on upcoming shows. I enjoy interacting with the listeners. Check back next time, and we're going to talk about the Jersey Devil. It's going to be lots of fun.